The following program is an independent production brought to you by Bridge Holistic Healing. Informative, inspirational discussions on how to enrich your life in body, mind, and spirit. Welcome to the Dr. Leslie Show, providing tips you need and expert insight on holistic living. Then join us as we delve into the spiritual journey and explore the soul in Wave of Fire on the Dr. Leslie Show. Welcome to the Dr. Leslie Show, your bridge to wholeness in body, mind, and spirit. Welcome, friends. You are joining again today with a global community of folks with open minds, open hearts, and a readiness to gain more information, education, and inspiration to create their best life ever. Now, today we have a very special guest whose credentials are so lengthy, I don't even know how to introduce this man. Let me tell you a little bit about this very special being. His name is Dr. Russell Jaffe. Now, Russell actually has got a big background in medicine. He received his BS, MD, and PhD from the Boston University School of Medicine in 1972, completed his residency training in clinical chemistry at National Institutes of Health, and then remained on permanent senior staff until 79. He is board certified in clinical pathology and in chemical pathology. Now, as a physician and a scientist, he aspired to be comprehensive, objective, empirical, and experiential. Dr. Jaffe started his career searching for deeper understanding, wisdom, evidence, and insight into the mechanisms of health. Let me tell you about this man and his path that turned. Through intense curiosity and learned skepticism, Dr. Jaffe sought to debunk the best-known advocates of a variety of health-promoting and healing systems. And what started as a journey to disprove holistic forms of care eventually became a rich educational experience that transformed Dr. Jaffe into a student and then a researcher in such areas as traditional Chinese medicine, acupuncture, active meditation, homeopathy, and manipulative arts. Folks, Dr. Jaffe maintains a fellow status in the American Society for Clinical Pathology, in American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology, American College of Nutrition, Health Studies Collegium, National Academy of Clinical Biochemistry. He's a member and teaches on behalf of a variety of professional societies like the American Medical Association, the Virginia Medical Society, and many more. And among his research accomplishments, Dr. Jaffe first developed tests for traces of blood in the stool that hasn't been made falsely negative by vitamin C, dose response platelet aggregation, a number of other new developments that this man has brought through. I want to acknowledge him as someone who moved into a highly educated path but kept an open mind. He moved forward into seeking to help his profession to better itself, believing that it was going to happen one way, but was open-minded enough to look at truth when it sought him in the eye and move into a new positioning. This man is bringing gifts to the world now that are quite unique. Welcome, Dr. Jaffe, and thank you for being with us today.
Thank you, Dr. Leslie. A pleasure to be with you.
Now, Dr. Jaffe, you have a story that is quite uncommon, and I'd love to hear a little bit from you about how the whole thing began. So, you know, I know that you have a very interesting background. We've mentioned a little bit about it. I think our listeners would like to hear more about you. It sounds like you made a quite radical transition from conventional medicine at NIH to where you are today. So please tell us briefly what changed your thinking and how has it changed the way you practice medicine now?
I guess the major change was in my experience, and my experience then led to a change in my thinking. When I was a young scientist at the National Institutes of Health Clinical Center, I heard that there was an acupuncturist on MacArthur Boulevard in Washington, D.C., who got results that we at NIH couldn't get. And as a skeptic, I went to prove that it was somehow less than predictable, less than scientific, less than evidence-based. And I did a 7-year apprenticeship with him in traditional Chinese medicine and then taught a certification program called Oriental Medical Strategies and Western Medical Practices. And I'm glad to say that most of the students in that program then went on to teach their own certification programs in acupuncture and medical acupuncture. I went to debunk Dr. Ramamurti Mishra, the founder of the Yoga Society of New York and the author of the textbook of yoga psychology and self-awareness, self-knowledge. I went to debunk him, and I ended up an apprentice of his for 5 years. I met a meditation teacher named Bhante Dharmawara and had almost 3 decades of mindfulness mentoring through him. If your listeners are aware that after 10,000 hours of anything, if it's 10,000 hours of playing bridge, your brain has changed because you've played bridge for 10,000 hours. And if it's music or art or prayer or meditation, the brain adapts. And this is one of the great insights that even most scientists and physicians are just waking up to, that the brain is quite adaptive and plastic, which means it's flexible and changes throughout our entire lifespan. Hmm. And it's a very delicate organ that needs more nutrients, more essential things that it can't make on its own as advancing years occur. So I went to debunk, found people who were much wiser, and was fortunate to become first their student. And then I had the great good fortune of becoming each of their doctors. And as inspiring as it was to be their student, to then have the privilege of being their physician did change the relationship and in many ways enriched it for me.
Mm-hmm. So what did your colleagues think about these changes, Dr. Jaffe? How open were the medical professionals around you to your new story and the information that you were putting forward?
Well, at the time, there were very, very few. When I studied acupuncture in the early 1970s, there were so few acupuncturists in all of North America that we probably knew them, on site and by name.
Mm-hmm.
And today, I've heard that there are between 20 and 30,000 full-time professional acupuncturists in this country. When I was studying with Dr. Mishra, most holistic physicians couldn't spell Ayurveda, let alone know what the Charaka Samhita is, basically the formulary and guide for that system of healing art. And my colleagues thought that I was broadly curious and easily bored. And when they were looking for someone who was curious and easily bored, but was interested in systems of healing and in evoking human healing responses,
mm-hmm.
and basically recognizing that the best of what we have to offer today is a fraction of what tomorrow we could have available. And some of us are very eager, because of our training and experience, to get on with that, to find newer and newer ways of evoking healing responses and removing obstacles to recovery.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, Dr. Jaffe, I see you as one of the groundbreakers, the way showers, okay, especially, and a man ahead of your time, really, looking at the years, how long it's been since you actually opened your mind and actually went to learn more about what else is out there, even if it was with an intention to prove that it was wrong, okay? For you to have taken a look at what facts were showing up for you, made decisions to change your position on what you were looking into, and then embrace it, learn more, and incorporate it into your field of the tools that you were using, to help people access greater health. I think, you are one of very few in that era, and it seems like there is a movement of more and more doctors going in that direction, more and more who are becoming open to bringing in complementary medicine with traditional. What do you think the future is for that? And what do you think, where do you think that stands right now at present in the field? You know, how much is there an awakening and a readiness for the system to embrace non-traditional and holistic therapies in conjunction with allopathic traditional medicine to get better results?
Well, yes, a best of both approach based on evidence and open-minded science, the true scientific method that I think I was taught in Boston and further taught at NIH. There's huge opportunity in primary proactive prevention. I have the privilege of lecturing and continuing medical education programs for hundreds, sometimes thousands of new physicians each year. And I do find an eagerness on their behalf to learn things that go beyond what the current medical education curriculum contains. That's not uncommon, but it is very important because this is about changing how you think and evaluate and opening up to different systems of biology, systems biology approaches, and mindfulness practices, which subtly but profoundly over time can be documented if you have, quote, the willingness to be objective and open-minded. Mm-hmm. I think consumers, frankly, are driving the transition. Consumer-driven health did not exist even as a term of art until 1982. In 1983, it was in Time magazine, and by 1984, it was something that marketing people were already measuring in terms of demographic segments. I hear that this year, consumer-driven health, this is what consumers pay out of pocket in a very discretionary way, will be over $500 billion.
Wow.
And that suggests that consumers are looking for more than just conventional solutions much of the time. And when we look at all the possible solutions, I was taught, and I believe all colleagues really want, to do what's least risky and most likely to be helpful first, and then personalize the approach based on the biochemical individuality and environmental situation of the individual.
So how do you see this consumer-driven health wave? Okay, you said $500 billion. That's just, I don't know. I'm a bit overwhelmed by that figure.
It's a lot. It's
yeah.
a lot.
Yeah.
And what I'm really saying is let's stop fighting and start healing.
Yes, yes.
What do I mean stop fighting and what do I mean by start healing? Mm-hmm. I mean that too often doctors and consumers, patients and institutions focus on the signs and symptoms of ill health, the symptoms of what's going on. And what's the goal? Well, to find a remedy or a therapy that will make the symptoms go away. And very often people tell me that the professional, the health professional, says to them, well, see, your symptoms are gone. You're okay. And the person looks back at the professional and says, but doctor, I still don't feel well. And too often the doctor says, neither do I. What can you do about it? And I know there's lots you can do about it by providing the essential nutrients in the amounts the individual needs. You can also help get the bad stuff out. That is, remove the toxic matter that impairs digestion and metabolism. You can restore neurohormonal balance and immune tolerance by getting to the cause of the problem rather than fighting about the diagnosis or which symptom should be suppressed first. I frankly have stopped fighting. Mm. And I believe that with a back to the future approach, if you look all the way back to Hippocrates and Galen and Avicenna and Maimonides and Paracelsus and up through the 19th century, the giants that we revere in medicine, they all wanted us to restore homeostasis, mm-hmm. restore balance. What technically is called the allostatic and homeostatic load, but that just means the inner and outer environment of the person, what they consume, what you eat and drink, think and do, has a lot to do with how well you feel today and the quality of your life tomorrow.
Mm. Mm. So, Dr. Jaffe, we're going to take a quick break. Listeners, we're going to have a word from our sponsors. I want you to listen carefully to what they have to say, because these are the friends who are making this show available for you. Bring your business to them, and we can bring this show to you. And Dr. Jaffe's going to be with us in just a moment, back as we move into Wave of Fire, folks, for more on how to stop fighting with disease and start healing. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment. This is the Dr. Leslie Show.
That's the sound of the monkeys working on cars at Grease Monkey of Mooresville. Don't be fooled by their strange noises. These monkeys know exactly what they're doing and will make sure your car runs as smoothly as their favorite swinging branch in the jungle. Better owned and operated, this Grease Monkey provides above average service plus maintenance history, dealership warranty services, and work done to factory specs. When you visit, you'll get a free interior vacuum service. Grease Monkey of Mooresville, 637 Brawley School Road.
And here's Pet Tip of the Day, brought to you by Veterinary Hospital of Davidson. Healthy, happy, holistic.
Did you know that animals can benefit from chiropractic care? Cats and dogs often suffer with back and neck pain, just like we do, but they are not likely to complain unless it's severe. Ask a holistic vet if your pet can benefit from having a chiropractic adjustment.
And we're back. That was Dr. Nicole Sheehan from the Veterinary Hospital of Davidson, where they offer the best of the East and the West. Again, that's the best of natural and traditional pet health care right under one roof. Book online with them at davidsonvet.com. And make sure you tell them Dr. Leslie sent you. You will be eligible for the Dr. Leslie VIP discount. That means that you'll get $25 off on your first visit in with your furry or feathered family member. Again, that's Veterinary Hospital of Davidson on davidsonvet.com. Now, folks, we're back with the Dr. Leslie Show. We've got Dr. Jaffe on the line, and he is actually bringing forward quite a unique story, and thankfully the uniqueness of this story is becoming less and less, because more and more doctors are moving in the direction that Dr. Jaffe has helped to pave the way for, and he's actually training doctors into a new way of thought, a new way of seeing how to stop fighting with disease and start healing from the inside out. Now, Dr. Jaffe, you were talking a little bit about really getting to the root of the cause of illness, moving into changing to bringing in essential nutrients that are needed for the body's wellness and getting rid of toxins. So clearing out the poison, so to speak, bringing in the building blocks that the body needs to create health, to restore balance and clear illness in that way. Tell us a little bit more about how else this philosophy of letting go of the fight with disease and actually working on the cause, how does that translate into practice? What do you as a physician do differently so that you're not simply fighting with the disease?
Right. What is different about this approach is that we look at the individual, we keep the care centered on the individual, we recognize biochemical individuality, which means some people are more stress resilient, some people are less stress resilient. It means that we can use predictive biomarker tests to find out how much of which vitamins, minerals, essential fats, cofactors, things your body can't make, that's why they're essential for survival, that's why they're called essential nutrients. These are things you have to take in balanced amount, and in accordance with your individual nature. So it's no longer good enough to say, eat a healthier diet and be nice to those around you and avoid toxins. We're marinating in a sea of toxins. Are we able to detoxify proactively in a primary prevention proactive way? And if your listeners are interested in more details, they're welcome to go to a website, which is drrusselljaffe.com, and there learn more about these predictive biomarkers, the 8 tests that measure all of epigenetics. So these are not the new genetic tests. These measure the response of the individual. And by the way, 92% 92% of the quality of your life and your lifetime health, 92% of your morbidity and mortality, to be technical, is choice, is habit.
Mm.
It's about the habits of daily living. It's about what we eat and drink, think and do. So I recommend taking in the best quality food fuel. For me, that means having a food forest and a biodynamic garden in our front yard, and then participating in community-supported agriculture when possible, CSAs, preferably biodynamic, certainly organic. It means taking time to enjoy dawn or dusk. It means ambling, not rushing. It means relaxing before bed, not falling into bed and then worrying ourselves to sleep. It is about what we eat and drink, think, and do, at least 92% of the time. And these predictive biomarkers now make primary prevention, primary proactive personalized prevention, a possible, attainable, realistic goal for individuals. And you don't have to do 10,000 tests at $1 billion, but you do need to know whether your body can handle sugar and whether it has repair deficits and whether it can move things around and detoxify, whether your immune system is tolerant, whether you have enough vitamin D, whether you have enough minerals like magnesium, whether you have enough good omega-3 fat, and whether your DNA is at risk of being overly damaged. Those are what the eight tests measure. Those are not the eight tests, but those are what the eight tests measure. Because before I start talking in technical laboratory terms, I wanted folks to understand the value of measuring these tests covers all of your metabolism, gets us information about your digestion, what we now call your microbiome and your metabolome. And if we need to, we can then find out about neurohormonal balance and immune tolerance and some of these other metabolic fundamentals.
Mm-hmm.
Notice I haven't diagnosed any disease.
Mm.
But the cause of ill health is an imbalance in regard to what you eat and drink, think and do at least 92% of the time. And when you get upstream to these primary prevention approaches, when you get upstream looking at the causes, which are essential deficits of things you need or excesses of things you don't. Too much of the bad stuff, too little of the good stuff, to be simplistic.
This is powerful. Okay, so listeners, I'm going to repeat again. The website is drrusselljaffe.com. Let's spell it out. That's drrusselljaffe.com. You'll see the website. They're posted on today's show post. Again, online, our home base is bridgeholistichealing.com. Go to the radio page, and where you'll see the recorded show here for today and the show write-up, you'll see the link to Dr. Jaffe's website. Now, this is where you can access these eight tests that make these specific measurements. This is for primary prevention. And what I love about it is Dr. Jaffe is putting together, number one, biochemical individuality. So he's actually finding out the unique functions and lack of functions in your body, okay? So different than everyone else, we are not all from a cookie cutter model, okay? We're not all one thing. Everybody's uniquely different and different at this point in your life than at other times. So you find out individually what's going on with your body biochemically. And then again, what's available is the predictive biomarkers. Okay, so as far as I understand, and correct me if I'm wrong here, Dr. Jaffe, these biomarkers are actually able to predict what weaknesses and strengths you have and what may show up in the future if you don't get the support needed in particular areas. Is that correct?
Dr. Leslie, that's exactly correct. And we have pioneered identifying the tests that have the following characteristics. A, they predict whether you will live 10 or more years, and quantitatively whether you will live more than 10 years or not. And they have to have been done on every kind of population all over the planet. And then most importantly, if you change your habits today, within a matter of weeks, you will change your future. And within a matter of months, we have had people gain years, sometimes decades, of high-quality, inexpensive, good health. For example, we did an outcome study in diabetics, both type 1 and type 2, two different studies. Starting from best standard of care and compared to the control group, the people who followed our program reduced their hemoglobin A1C, their measure of average blood sugar, by a full milligram percent in just 6 months compared to best standard of care. They were already well cared for before the study, and we added on average 22 years of quality life, but more importantly, they feel and function better tomorrow. It doesn't take 10 years before you feel better. Now, there's a toll-free number, if you would like your listeners to have that access, that can also give more information about these predictive biomarkers and the work that we have done highlighting the best outcome value for the biomarker. So in addition to doing the 8 predictive biomarker tests, we want to make available to people the best outcome goal value. And if you're at that goal value, celebrate. Because you have a more than 99% chance of living 10 years. And if you're not at your goal value, get to a metabolically sophisticated and biochemically and nutritionally and attitudinally knowledgeable colleague. And we have a referral service to colleagues who have received certification or training through us. So please use the toll-free number. May I give that?
Yes, absolutely. Please.
It's 800-553-5472. That's 800-553-5472. And just ask about predictive biomarkers, and any of the folks who answer in customer service would be delighted to provide you or your health professional with information. We provide information and inspiration. We provide very specific guidance, but also evidence that these approaches have been documented. When colleagues say to me, we need more studies, I often point out to them that if they would like 3 or 4 feet of printed out studies, I can have that delivered in their mailbox, or their, now it would be digital, in their email box, because we have much information that we're not yet applying. And folks like me have had the privilege of kind of paving the way for others, because we found lots of things that don't work and we don't recommend them. Mm-hmm. And then we have found things that do work. For example, use the form of nutrients shown beneficial in outcome studies. Don't use the workalikes that too often don't work really well, are inexpensive, but not shown to be beneficial in an outcome study.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that my approach is premised on is only using those forms of nutrients shown beneficial in outcome studies.
Okay.
I can't trust for myself or my parents or my children that a workalike will work.
Okay. So, folks, stop wasting your money. Even if you think it's the more economical purchase, if it's not effective, it's a waste of money. So here, Dr. Jeffy's system is going to help you access the most effective nutritional supplements when you need it, help you get the building blocks that you need that are also unique to your own personal circumstances. This is through that predictive biomarker testing system, those 8 tests that measure what's unique to you right now, what your needs are, and can even predict the future. That's without a fortune teller. This is with true science, the future of your health, and help you step into changing the future. That means Dr. Jaffe is helping bring life and health to people. So we're just out of time, Dr. Jaffe. We want to ask the listeners to actually tune in to you through your website, and thank you for providing that. It's drrusselljaffe.com, folks. And that toll-free number to learn more about the biomarker tests is 800-553-5472. Again, that's 800-553-5472. Dr. Jaffe, thank you so much for all of the gifts that you are bringing to the world and actually changing the face of healthcare today. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Leslie, and thank you and your listeners for the interest and for all the good work you folks are doing. A privilege and a pleasure.